Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, please. So tonight, out at Sprint Center, Poison's going to be there. I think I'm taking Brenniger, Kelly, my brother. For Brenniger and me, I think this is our 13th Poison show.
Wow.
It's sort of our rite of passage. For my brother, it is his first. He is
wow.
So. My brother's so excited. He is coming to the studio at 5 o'clock. He's like, I can't miss it. I got to be there early. He's coming all the way in from Wichita. Poison, Cheap Trick, Pop Evil. At Sprint Center tonight, my brother is so excited he can barely stand it. I shall give my brother his first Poison concert.
Okay.
And my 13th.
Okay.
That's very exciting for you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you guys see this story out of Texas?
We're excited.
Police officers shared a 10-year-old boy's note after his mom got pulled over.
Uh-huh.
So funny. His letter to the Fulshear Police Department expressed gratitude for pulling his mom over. He goes, thank you for pulling my mom over because she deserved it. Because she took my phone away and I did not like it. And how she is always bragging about how good of a driver she is. Oh. It just annoys me.
So he wrote the police officer and said, thank you?
Yes, for pulling his mom over.
She get a ticket?
I don't know. It doesn't say, unfortunately. He goes on, though. One time she got pulled over because she did not have an easy sticker on her window, and when she came home and told me that, I just laughed. And then there was that one time when one of my mom's back lights weren't working, and she got pulled over, too.
Whoa, you sound like you're... Are you okay?
I'm totally fine. That's how my laugh sounds right now.
I know.
This poor kid, though, like, he's apparently got it out for his mom's driving. I don't know why, but it's funny. Mm. Several people said that he should become mayor of Fulshear.
I think he should be the mayor.
Now, Rod, are you in there? Rod, where'd Rod go? Did he go poo-poo?
He's not here.
He'll be back in a minute.
Rod, he go poopy? There was a story out yesterday on Good Morning America that proves women are not the same when it comes to navigation as men.
Okay. I'll give you that.
What does not the same mean?
Men are better.
In my personal life and experience, if you spin me around twice and put me out on Shawnee Mission Parkway, I would still have to look around to figure out which way the plaza went.
Men are better at finding a location than women.
Now, Kara.
That was on Good Morning America.
Listen to this. My daughter, my oldest daughter, who has started driving like a year ago, for some reason has that thing in her, that innate GPS thing where she automatically knows where she is.
It's a man gene.
Which way to go.
Same way generally.
I will go on an errand with her. This happened a couple days ago. And then I backed out of the driveway to go leave this house. And I went the wrong way. And she goes, Mom, what are you doing? And I go, did I go the wrong way? She goes, yeah, we came in that way. And I go, yeah, my brain didn't work that way. Mm. She goes, go left. Okay, now go right.
Yep.
Left. Mm. There you go. There's Null. And I go... And I looked at her, and I go, how do you do that? And she goes, I don't know. I just know where we are. Now, my other daughter.
It's a man gene.
No idea.
It's not a man gene.
I don't know that it's necessarily a man gene. I think you either have that GPS thing in you.
I do.
Or you do not.
I don't have a problem. I don't usually get lost. Every once in a while, I'll get turned around. But for the most part, you can show me directions one time, and I will figure out where I'm going.
Dana, point east.
Plaza.
Point west.
The other way from Plaza. That way.
Point proven.
If I'm anywhere near my house, I'm good. If I'm anywhere like right here, I'm good. But if you dropped me...
Why did you not
come to Casey K, I'm out. Because first of all, they don't have a grid pattern. And second of all, their numbers and their names
they most certainly do.
Their numbers and their names are swapped.
No.
Yes, they are.
Their numbers go in different directions. Their numbers go north to east or north to south.
Whatever. It's backward in KCK. For whatever reason, when they settled that city, they thought, let's do what no one else does and switch it around. If you dump me in any other city, Independence, I have no idea where I am. None.
After we got done at the pool, you never showed up at my house. Did you not show up at my house because you couldn't find it?
I eventually would have found it, but then I got sidetracked with the alarm going off in my home. So, right. Yeah, I would have known how to find your house. But if you get me out of my area, no, and you said to me, Scott, if you dumped me at Zona Rosa right now.
Okay.
And you just said to me, point west, I would not be able to do that.
Okay.
I just don't have that thing. Whatever that thing is, I don't have it.
Okay, take your headphones off.
Okay.
Stand up.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Spin around.
Okay.
Keep spinning. Keep spinning.
Yeah,
Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Keep your eyes closed.
Yeah.
No, back away from the desk. You're using the desk as a cheater board.
Okay.
Spin around.
I don't want to spin around.
Spin around.
Okay.
One more time.
No, I'm done spinning.
Point to the south.
That's not fair. You can't even do that.
Wait, see, this is what I do. If the east is that way and west is this way, north, south, east, west, that way.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. If I have one direction, I can figure out the other three.
What direction was she pointing?
When you say...
Sort of south.
When you say east, do you mean my east or your east?
I don't know.
Which is west.
When people say to me, go to that corner and turn east, I go, don't tell me that. Tell me right or left.
Keyword is lost, L-O-S-T.
Are you serious? Is that really the word?
Yes.
Shut up.
I'm not. Lost, L-O-S-T. Text
you
it.
Can't make that up.
Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with a keyword to cash. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news.
I have been driving around in that Tiguan for weeks. I love it. I'm actually getting ready to go in next week to VW Lee Summit to look at a Jetta. What a great car. And they have their 2018s right now are $4,000 off MSRP. You can lease one of those Jettas starting at $139 a month. $139 a month. You need something bigger like my Tiguan? Those are $199 a month. Or my very favorite, the Atlas. I'm telling you, if you don't like the look of a minivan, you want something cooler, something sleeker, but you still need to haul the kids around, please go look at that Atlas S. They are amazing. You can lease one at $279 a month, or they're knocking $4,000 off MSRP on the 2018s right now. You are going to love the folks out at VW Lee Summit. Ask to see Christina, my car girl. Tell her you want to see Dana's car. Go to VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
Opening up for Poison tonight, Cheap Trick, out of the Sprint Center. I'll let Dana introduce the next segment. It is the former co-host of Kansas City's Anchorman,
right,
Donna Pittman, who joins us in studio this afternoon. So Donna.
It's so good to have you here.
Hi. Am I good?
Yes, okay. You're so good. You come in here anytime you want, woman.
Well, be careful what you say. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love having you. So I was watching the news last night, and Chris had said to me, hey, I want you to watch this piece tonight. It's about Donna. And I knew, just from our personal relationship, that you had some stuff going on with your third beautiful child. But I did not know a lot of the details until I watched this story last night. And we're going to post this on our Facebook page and on our website because there's something we can all do to help everyone listening right now. All of the moms from this point forward and dads who have babies in the state of Kansas, and we're going to get to that in a moment. When you have a baby, we're going to start here, Donna, they prick their feet and they draw a little blood And that blood goes to some lab somewhere, and they test for a variety of things. And it's been several years since I've had a kid, but you know that they test for all of these things, and you find out how's their hearing, how's their vision, how's all this stuff. One of the tests that they performed on your little buddy, who's in here today. I knew. I saw that head bump coming.
And there's a shiner.
I've been quiet until...
was that they tested in Missouri for something called Pompe disease, and it came back positive. So take us back. How old is he now?
He's 22 months now.
You get this call. Were you still in the hospital?
No, but, you know, we both... Well, and Scott, you've had your girls.
He's talkative.
Yeah, all of a sudden he is, isn't he? Let me grab this.
He just wants something to eat. There you go.
So I had two kids. I knew what I was doing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I had a four-year-old and a two-year-old. I had it all.
I got this.
Yeah, I got this. So
you have two, why not have three?
Yeah, you should have home birthed.
So he's home, and he was a great, you know, everything was great. He was little. That has nothing to do with his Pompe. Got a phone call from the nurse at our pediatrician's office, and she said, okay, there's this blood test. It came back positive, but I'm sure the heat affected it. I worry, Dana, about everything. I borrow worry.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't worry. I was more upset about, okay, it's the heat that affected the test. Why did they send it off then? It's July 2016. So I was more concerned about taking the baby back to the hospital,
now
drawing blood.
Back.
You know, he was 4 days old.
Yeah.
And so got that done, did it 2 weeks later at his 2 week checkup. It wasn't even top of my, as we were leaving.
You weren't even thinking about it.
As an afterthought, I said to our pediatrician, I said, you know what? What did that, whatever that was, come back? And he said, no, let me check. It didn't come back. 3:10 that afternoon, my life changed. He called. And this is, you know, the pediatrician I'd had for 4 years.
Yeah.
We don't call. You know, he doesn't call me on my cell phone.
No.
So I was holding Gabriel, and he was 2 weeks old, and started writing down these words, and I didn't know the word, you know, lysosomal storage disorder.
If I took that call, Donna, I'd be going, is this cancer? Like, what is this?
Well, and he knows me enough to know that I was quiet, and I think that alarmed him because, you know, there's something wrong. She's not talking.
Right.
But I was just taking notes, and I was kind of numb, thinking, oh my, okay, this is really something. And so to calm me, I think he said, well, listen, it's going to be okay. We have we've got a clinic set up tomorrow at Children's Mercy just for Gabriel. The blood then completely drained. I had a blue pen, and I just remember looking at the blue pen, writing down cardiologist tomorrow, Children's Mercy team
is
a word they use.
We have a team
set up just for Gabriel. So, yeah.
How rare is Pompe disease?
What is it?
Right now, okay, well, right now, to answer the rarity question, 1 in 40,000, and that's what we know. That's what we know because so many people don't know necessarily if they have it. What is it? It is, and I've learned so much for the girl who did, the geneticists always say, well, you probably remember in 8th grade science. I finally had to say, just don't, because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm a journalist, and there's a reason for that.
We don't take science.
Yeah, but... I took it, just don't remember much. He has an enzyme deficiency. So we all are born with the same amount of enzymes that we will have. So Dana, you're not going to get any more. You're not going to lose any in your lifetime. I'm not, Scott.
What you're born with is what you get.
Yeah. And so Gabriel is deficient, and people with Pompe, there are different forms, as you can imagine, but he's deficient in the GAA enzyme. And what that means, I don't want to get too inside baseball, but it's an enzyme that breaks down sugar or glycogen in your body. And over time, that builds up and impacts your... We're going to excuse Gabriel.
He's so cute.
He's outside on the other side of the
window. He'll be back in a moment.
He's very vocal.
Well, he sure is now. We've been here, though, for a while. He's been quiet.
Said a word.
He saw the mic light, right? So
see you in a minute, son. Be good.
It's like, to hell with you.
About me on the radio.
So he lacks an enzyme that breaks down sugar or glycogen over time that builds up. And my word, the way I visualize it, my word is suffocates. It suffocates the muscles. And so, some key words here are over time. With Gabriel, he has what's called late onset Pompe disease. I didn't get to name it. Had I would have never said late onset. It's also known as adult onset, because what late means is it could happen at 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 years, 70 years old. You know, he may never show symptoms.
Is it
now
fatal?
He is showing. Yes, it can be. I should have said yes so quickly. But when you think of muscles too,
yeah,
I think of Michelle Obama, right? You know,
right.
Like some great muscles.
Arms, right?
But obviously your muscles are your heart, your lung. And so over time, now there is wonderful. This is not a sad story. This is a story. I always say, I feel like I have time on my side as much as I feel like we are in a race against time. And both are true. In that, in the last 10 years, in 2006, the FDA approved an enzyme replacement therapy. And you may have seen or heard of the movie Extraordinary Measures.
There's a movie about this.
Okay, with Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
2010, I believe it's on Amazon Prime. If you have it, rent it or watch it or find it, buy it on Amazon, buy it wherever. It's a great movie, but it tells the true story of a family who found out that two of their three children have a very, very acute form of Pompe. It's called the infantile form. And we're dying. Toddlers dying at home. And at that time, the doctor said, this is John Crowley, they said, stay home and be with your babies.
Nothing we can do.
Yeah. And he questioned it the whole time. Couldn't do it. And what he did do was he found what I call the smart people. He went literally to the ends of the earth to find people who could help. And those, that team of scientists came up with the enzyme replacement therapy, approved in 2006. That is saving lives now, and prolonging and making the quality of life better for people with Pompe.
So when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about, and this is why this affects really everyone listening, for some reason they test for this in Missouri. You know, they prick the little baby's foot, you get the little blood thing, they send it off, they test. You don't even know they're testing for it, and they test for it.
I had no idea.
In Kansas, they don't. And one of the things, when we get back, I want you to tell me, how would you have known, and I think I know the answer to that, there could be people roaming around right now that have this going on, and they don't know. If you were born in Kansas, you're not going to know.
If you were born in 40 other states.
All right. We're going to get to that, that straight ahead, Donna. Thank you for joining us.
All right, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
A new lawsuit, all thanks to a senior prank. More next. 3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The Independent School District says any student who makes a real or implied threat will face discipline and will not attend or walk at graduation. This comes as the district is facing a lawsuit now from the ACLU over a senior prank. Kaylin Shaley posted an ad on Craigslist that included the words "for sale due to loss of students coming up," meaning the graduating class. But the district says those words sparked fear and multiple parents checked their children out of school and students met with the principal about concerns for their safety. Portland police tweeting they have located the Mazda SUV involved in a hit and run near Portland State University. Sergeant Chris Burley is with the Portland police.
There are there was at least three people that were injured. I should mention, we believe that there might have been a fourth person that was injured that left the area.
Police do not know yet if this was an intentional act. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Oh, man, summer is here. We didn't really get a spring. Summer is here. Time to think about all of those outdoor areas in your home, your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Have Seal Once KC come out, permanently protect and beautify those areas. Let their experienced team come out. They will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. I'll tell you, our fence and our deck have never looked better. We put in those investments. They are expensive, as you know. Those are investments. We never sealed it. Seal Once KC came back out, took care of that for us, and it does help eliminate the worry of having to replace those big-ticket items. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then you think about your inside areas, your garage, your basement floor. Seal Once KC will come out. They got you covered there with that permanent polymer decorative coating. You've seen it. It looks great. Easy to clean, non-slip texture. You're going to love the wow factor that brings to your home. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Mention Dana told you to call. Receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
We cannot rule out a rogue storm trying to get its act together with a heating of the day here for the rest of today and also lingering into tonight. The chances for precipitation low at this point are high into the upper 80s, overnight low into the upper 60s. Much more stable air mass coming on in for the weekend. We're going to heat things up well into the low 90s for all 3 days of the holiday weekend with some higher humidity levels and hazy sunshine. Right now, we're keeping it dry Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
82 right now at KCI. It's 81 in Blue Springs, 82 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it.
The first sign of summer I'll is when Ron plays so the Beach Boys song on the
here.
Program.
School is out. Watch out for the kids on bicycles, please.
I believe summer is now officially here. Poison's in town tonight. Another sign that summer is officially here.
Donna Pittman with KNBC 9 News is in studio today. I loved the story last night. I love that you're sharing the story. Your third beautiful son, Gabriel, was born with Pompe disease. You only found out he had it because Missouri is one of a handful of states that test for
it. Thank God.
Or you would know something might be wrong, but you wouldn't know what? Or would you even know there was something wrong?
Well, We may not know, and a lot of people who have his particular form of Pompe, which is called late onset Pompe, they go through what I've read is the average amount of time is 5 to 6 years before
they
get a diagnosis. Because you guys know you have a busy life.
Yeah.
You might get to be in your 40s and you think, oh, it's harder to walk up the stairs, but I put on 10 pounds.
Right.
You go see your doctor. Well, maybe it's fibromyalgia. You go get an MRI and you wait, you pay that bill off. So it can take 7 or 8 years because no one's saying, let's just check you out and see if you have Pompe.
So from the beginning, Missouri tests the newborns. From the beginning, right. Kansas does not.
And Missouri was the first state leading the way in newborn screens for Pompe, and that started, I said five, it started 6 or 7 years ago, so it started 5 years before my son was born.
So here's the question. Months old. Well, Kansas but, just real quick.
Hang on just a second, because people are probably Googling this right now.
Right.
It's not Pompe like
not
the city in Italy.
It's P-O-M-P-E.
P-O-M-P-E.
Yeah, looks like Pompe.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like Pompe. Mm-hmm. So Kansas currently screens for 30 things. You okay. have a baby in Kansas. They're going to test that foot prick.
The one prick doesn't take any more blood to test.
One prick.
Right.
So for someone to say, well, this is money, it's not. They prick the foot, they send it to the lab. Kansas screens for 30 things. Why would they not just throw this in there?
And I'm not the person to answer that question. I will tell you, had I had my baby 20 minutes, 15 minutes from my house, we wouldn't know. And because we do know that he has, you know, some people have said it's a great question. Well, do you wish you didn't know? We're so glad that we know that he has this because it has put us in a position to stay a step ahead of it. Back to what Pompe is and the enzymes and the muscle damage that happens as that glycogen builds up. Once those muscles are damaged, there's no getting it back. There's no eating a good diet or
right.
working out or going to physical therapy.
No protein shakes.
So you have to... you know, we go in every 3 months for Hex4 and CPK testing, which is, again, inside Pompe, if you will. But just specific tests to his condition to see how Gabriel's doing on that level. And he also sees physical therapists. We are back and forth with Duke, which is doing leading research in Pompe disease. But the idea being not to live under a cloud, not to live looking over our shoulder. But honestly, we have, if you want to call it that, fine. We're trying to stay a step ahead
sure.
of this. And so if the time comes for him to get that life-saving therapy that we talked about, that enzyme replacement therapy, we'll know and be able to preserve the muscles that he has.
And not just muscles like your biceps. This is tongue.
Yeah.
So is he speech delayed?
For him, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, he's 22 months old.
And it's not a mental thing.
Not at all.
It's a physical thing.
Not at all.
So think of all the muscles in your body. Tongue, heart.
Mm-hmm.
All of those systems.
And the tongue, and honestly, his little, he gets fatigued easy, so he's had to see, it's just eating. You know, sit down and eat a meal, and it tastes good, but it's hard for him to chew and process it. So
sure.
just things like that. And that's so minor compared
but
to what
parent,
so many people
Donna,
who have Pompe
you,
go
but
through.
But as a parent, what makes me angry that Kansas is not testing for this and all of the other states, you would be spinning your wheels trying to figure out
what's wrong.
At age 2 or 3, what's wrong? Is this autism? Is this, you know, he's
and
not speaking.
And you will
speaking,
have adults,
not-
right. You will have adults who have late onset Pompe who will tell you, well, I remember being 12 and all my sister, you know, we would climb the fence and I couldn't. I always had to walk around. You know, there are things that you look back at after you're diagnosed as an adult with late onset Pompe.
Oh.
And so that's where having the newborn screen and knowing what we do when we do puts us in a position to hopefully, you know, I keep saying it, but stay ahead of this disease.
So tell us a two-pronged question here. Number one, and it's not a question, it's a statement. Tell us about what Gabriel was wearing around his midsection. And then where was this when we were kids? It's not new, is it?
It is not new, no. And that's what it's interesting when people said, do you have a family history? You know, well, we don't, nobody really knows.
No.
And
I've never
was
heard
a time,
of it until today.
Not that long ago, where, you know, your grandparents, you know, people died and they said, oh, they died of old age. You know, you didn't question everything.
Right.
So it could be that somebody, great, great grandparent of mine had it.
But no
turns out my husband and I are both carriers. Who knew? I went through
You both are?
Yeah.
Is that like a one in a million shot? I hate to ask you that.
Oh, yeah. But. And our genetic sentence has a break in the same place. It's weird. So I guess we're meant to be. so I'm like, well, we're broken in the
but
same
place.
But
your first two kids, negative?
We haven't had them tested.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Have you thought about it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And we will. We're just, it's been a lot to just kind of wrap ourselves around this.
Oh, a ton.
And learn about it. And you know, they're asymptom. There's no symptoms. So,
good.
I mean, obviously, if there was something that.
So the testing is new then?
If
your first kids were not tested.
The testing is new in Missouri. So they started, I said seven,
five,
6 years. So my
years
oldest, my daughter is six and
a
half.
Right?
She was not tested. They tested the year after she was born. So
five, and we don't know why Missouri decided to do this.
We don't. I don't. From what I've heard, it was tacked onto a bill, and I'm sure I could find out. But that's of all the things I've learned in the last 22 months.
You're like, I'm good now. I'm good. Scott, guess what we test for in Kansas, and I'm sure in Missouri too.
Measles?
Amino acid disorders. So when you have a baby, I'm sure you didn't either, Donna.
No.
You don't even think about it.
Read, yeah.
You have the baby.
Yeah.
They take it away. They prick the foot. I didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Amino acid disorders, including maple syrup urine disease. So that's on there.
Hmm. Maple syrup what?
Urine disease.
Well, that's important.
Endocrine disorders, fatty acid disorders, and there's a ton listed. Hemoglobin disorders.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
well, that's for the kidneys. Yeah.
For sickle cell, that kind of thing. Organic acid conditions. They test for congenital heart disease. Of course, cystic fibrosis is now on there.
Yeah, good.
Which is an orphan disease. I hate that term, but that's what it's called, and I hate the term.
Yeah.
It means there are not enough people who have it that it is profitable for the pharmaceutical companies to really aggressively work on treatment.
Right.
And so like Pompe with cystic fibrosis, that is a grassroots, let's raise money thing to try to give money to places like Duke for research.
Well, and one of the things that we're hoping to see soon, because this isn't just my son, this is my grandchildren, you know, who knows who else in our family. I got an email today after Chris Katz's story aired from a woman who said that she's had her 30th infusion. These people will go for infusions for this enzyme replacement therapy. It's not a pill. It's not a shot once a month or once a season. You go in like chemotherapy. It's an infusion.
Yeah.
You go and you sit in a chair for 8 hours a day. My girlfriend, her little boy is 6 years old. He has to go once a week. Can you imagine, Dana, six-year-old boy sitting in a chair for 8 hours?
No. It's like dialysis.
It's like dialysis. And the price tag on this, and the company that provides it has pledged to do it free for children, but who knows, you know, as a pledge, it's a wonderful pledge, but then what happens when you turn 18? You know, the price tag on it at minimum is $300,000 a year, and that's also a ballpark because it depends on how much you need, what particular type you need, but you've got people going in once a week or once every 2 weeks, 8 hours a day for this. As a parent, I mean, I stayed up at night. You can imagine just the anxiety thinking that I want, you know, you all want your kids to be normal, have normal chances and experiences. And so I can't imagine him going off and having his first job and having to tell his employer, I'm going to need, you know, my vacation time plus.
What does your son have to do?
Does not have to do the enzyme replacement therapy. In fact, his doctor at Children's Mercy said he's nowhere near a candidate for it. He wouldn't, if somebody recommended it, he would say no. So we're very blessed. We are very blessed. He's healthy. He's happy. You see him.
So he doesn't go and sit down for 8 hours or?
No.
Okay.
Is this one of those scenarios, and there's no other way for you to know because you are what you are, that being a reporter makes this worse? And your mom hat is always on. But you're a reporter. And so when you said you were quiet when the doctor was telling all of these things, I think it makes you more resourceful. I think you will be able to get this yes. tacked on in Kansas. You are a force, Donna. I have no doubt you'll be able to get this done. But is it also overwhelming in your reporter mind where you are thinking, I want to ingest every single yes. detail?
And I would like to pat myself on the back, the pediatrician that day that we had our phone call, and I wrote down all those multisyllabic yeah. words thinking I'll look these up later. He said, do not, please don't Google this. I didn't.
Okay.
That night I didn't.
But that's the worst thing you can tell someone.
I know, but I didn't.
That's
that
the best
night,
thing
I did
you
not
can
Google
tell
it.
Someone.
Someone says to me, don't Google this, and it's
your
kid.
Your phone out, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you didn't.
The worst thing I ever did when I sat with Joe in South Carolina
was
the doctors coming in. He ended up having cancer. God bless him, and he's still doing fine. But as the doctor is in the room, and he's rhyming off all these words, I'm like, on my phone, on Google, I'm like, oh, my God, he's got cancer. He's going to die. He's still alive. Yeah. I mean, do
which
not.
Which is why he said don't Google it, because there's a spectrum with
don't doctor Google
there's a spectrum.
Anything.
And there's so many things that are dated out there, which is back to the time on our side thing. So much has happened just in 10 years' time. They have the enzyme replacement now. Some people are able to do it from their homes. They have to, you know, they have boxes and separate rooms and yeah. a whole setup for it. But there are so many things to be excited about and to be positive about. So sure. I don't want anyone, I certainly don't want anyone to look at my son and feel sorry for him. Is it the best thing ever? Well, I would like to think
he's exceptional.
Exceptional.
Yeah. did you see that hair?
Donna, he's those blue eyes, the movie starlets.
I don't know. I'm going to break this to you easy. We all think that your kid is normal.
But yes, he is normal.
And her kids are normal, and my kids are normal.
He is normal, and that's what the yeah. fear was. You know, the fear was that he wouldn't be. You know, I had visions of me.
Yeah.
You know, he's got two older siblings who love to run and play and go crazy. Yeah. And I thought, well, so what are we going to do? Crafts on the sidelines
right.
at the soccer games
right.
because his legs are going to stop working. Yeah. And that's some real depressing thoughts, but it's also real when you're dealing with anything. And that's what I don't feel that way now. I feel like we have hope that he's not going to have a diminished capacity because yeah. there's so much happening right now.
When you mentioned all of the research at Duke, and I know you've been to Duke, he toddled
yes.
in here today wearing a Duke shirt, which I just love. Is there research going on here? Is KU doing any of this, or Mercy? Are they getting into it?
Yes. And I can't speak
yeah.
that much on it, but I'm really excited because I've heard a lot of things about what KU is doing.
Sure.
And I don't have some inside, I don't have some partnership,
yeah.
but
get on it, KU.
I don't want to misspeak, but
sure.
you would love that KU is.
How often do you go to Duke or go for treatment for
him? And this is something else that when you're on the other side, back to being a reporter, I've reported on people who, you know, we all have devastating illnesses and
yeah.
to inconveniences in life. And they would like, Duke would like to see Gabriel once a year. But the reality is I have two other children.
Yeah.
You know, we have
jobs,
just so much when it comes to, I mean, we're fine, you know,
yeah.
but you know, it costs money.
What do
you
mean
know?
They want to see him once?
Well, he is rare enough
yes.
in his specific form. Correct me if
yes.
I'm wrong, of Pompeii. That researchers, I'm guessing,
well,
want to look at
yes,
him.
Yes, he was actually included in a study, which
like
know,
he's
can
a
be
commodity?
Proud of.
Right.
Like he's a study.
Look at him in the
yeah.
Journal of Pediatrics.
Exactly.
No,
the Duke Journal.
Here's what you do. Here, you hire an agent, and you go, you can see him. It's going to cost
let me run the numbers. No, well, it's that, but it's also back to what I said, because we just don't have a lot of kids who were diagnosed as infants
yeah.
with the late onset Pompe disease. So he's part of a very unique
group.
Mm.
Thanks to Missouri testing.
Thanks to Missouri testing and Duke University, where they are the lead in Pompe research. They want to keep a close eye on these kids and make sure that they do catch anything. You know, when he went to Duke, he saw a cardiologist. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
I do want to say we see all of those same doctors, their counterparts here at Children's Mercy. They are amazing. And our doctors communicate with the doctors
good.
At Duke, communicate with our pediatrician. So there's a very open dialogue. So I feel like we're getting great care here.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't have to go to Duke for our care.
Well, it's a great story. I'm sorry you're going through it, but thank you
it's
for sharing
okay.
your story.
It's okay. I truly believe there's a reason for stuff. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to post it so people can see. And Donnie, again, your one hope is that every state tests for this. Mm-hmm. It would help so many families if they would just add it to the 30 or 40 that they're already testing for when you have your baby.
It requires no more pricks, no more blood to be taken from your baby.
Before we go, is Chris Katz a great anchorman or the greatest anchorman in Kansas City history?
Chris Katz, is it? Is he on air? Is he in a meeting right now?
Is he the greatest?
He really is. As I was telling you guys, it was doing this story with Chris. He's my friend. And
so he is the greatest.
He's the greatest.
Yeah, I hear that.
We'll just go with he's the greatest, but he did an awesome job. Tim Twyman, I have to say, the photojournalist who worked on this.
Amazing.
Also, Maria Antonia's husband. Just amazing, amazing, amazing. So we were able to tell this story to our friends, and I appreciate, I consider you guys friends, and I appreciate you listening as well.
Well, we are happy you're here, and we're going to post that story now so people can check it out. And write your congressman. Tell him to test for that darn thing when your babies are born, and we'll help get this ball rolling.
Donna Pittman from Channel 9. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Your next Keyword to Cash coming up at 4 o'clock.
Call my guys at The Plumbing Pro right now. And this is true, and I covered this story as a reporter. We have a horrible freeze-thaw cycle here in Kansas City, and then it gets really, really hot in the summer. And now is the time we're starting to see pipes burst, especially in the older neighborhoods of Kansas City. Waldo, Brookside, along the Ward Parkway corridor. If you are in an older neighborhood and you start seeing water bubbling up in your front yard, call my guys at The Plumbing Pro. Let them come out. In a lot of cases, insurance does not cover that mess. They will provide you the latest in trenchless replacement and give you a same-day free estimate to make sure you're not paying too much. Hey, right now, tell them Dana sent you. You're going to get 10% off, up to $500 off on any new sewer or water service. And again, they're seeing a lot of it right now. So call my guys at The Plumbing Pro, 913-270-1280. 270-1280, locally owned and operated since 1978. You're going to love my guys at The Plumbing Pro. Go to danasplumber.com, danasplumber.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you.
Bruno Mars, if you don't mind.
Find out
by the
what
way,
we're
Ryan,
made of.
I'm a fan. I was watching Good Morning America today. The whole second hour was Sting and Shaggy in Central Park doing their, we were kind of,
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were poo-pooing it the other day, but we weren't big fans necessarily.
Well, yeah, not being a big Shaggy fan and not
we were
knowing
like,
exactly what the record was.
Yeah. I'm a fan. These two are really good together. Really good together.
That's interesting.
Yep. And they performed in Central Park this morning, and
I worry about the show, though. Are they just doing that, or are they going to do, like, a couple Shaggy songs, a couple Sting songs, you know what I mean? Surely he's going to do something, not just that record.
You don't show up for a Sting concert, he doesn't play The Police. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
It's like going to Vince Neil at Rockfest or something, he doesn't play any Motley Crue. I mean, simmer down.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
Yeah. Keyword to Cash this hour is pet, P-E-T, pet, pet.
Hey, the keyword last hour was lost. That's a little weird.
Pet.
What's the next one? Let me look. I won't say it. Okay. Are you kidding me? Look at it. Now they're just being stupid.
Nerds. One of these days, I hope one of these lawyers from Philadelphia come here so I can kick them.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
You know, if they're lawyers and you kick them,
right?
They'll sue you.
Right?
Kick them in their face.
Yeah, then they'll really sue you.
Like, your face looks like a soccer ball.
Let's not do that.
I must puncture it with my foot.
Remember gratitude.
Loving life today.
Yes.
Loving life. Today's a story about loving life.
I listened to Oprah on the way in. I'm like, I am.
Kick you in your
face,
fat idiot. Anyway, it's Pat. Pat. P PET. Text it into 72881. What?
Nothing. I'm just waiting for the signal to go to break.
Newsroom.
I'm enjoying this conversation.
Newsroom care marks are
happening now on KMBZ. A new subpoena for Missouri's governor. That's next.
Hey, I was in the market a couple of weeks ago. In fact, last weekend, we went into Byron's Clothiers on the plaza because I needed some clothes for our trip to Turks and Caicos. Rod, I believe you're going on that trip with me and my mother.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Huh?
So looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah, I needed some boat shoes. I needed some nice khaki pants. I found them at Byron's. Byron has a huge selection from Eton, Robert Talbot, St. Croix, Southern Tide. It's now 20 to 50% off. And at Byron on the Plaza, you'll find sizes that fit every man. They've got a huge selection of fabrics ranging from dress shirts to sports shirts. Walk into Byron on the Plaza today. You'll be wearing a new, perfect-fitting suit tomorrow. Park in the Jack Henry Building, 47th and Jefferson on the Plaza. Byron has the best fits for every man. In-house master tailor, huge variety of luxury clothing available at 20 to 50% off for a limited time. Let Byron help you find your fit today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.